It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hi, folks. It's Mike the Ref here at the Alberta Avenue Hall here with Monster Pro Wrestling Leo Burke Cup. This is the fifth annual Leo Burke Cup, and wow, it really didn't disappoint tonight. Of course, you can hear in the background here, I'm joined by the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Oh, my God. Wow. Hello, everybody. Great show. If you never came, you missed a hell of a great show tonight.
Absolutely. And, folks, make sure you stay tuned to the end of the podcast here because we got a little surprise for everybody. Some little project I mentioned on Twitter earlier. I'll give the details to everybody who listens to this podcast first off. But anyway, it was seven great matches. We had three title matches, and with the Leo Burke Cup being the main event. Well, before we get to the main event, do you want to talk about this card?
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. Seven great matches. Everyone had a story to tell. Oh, my God. If you weren't here, people, you missed a hell of a great show. What an action-packed card it was, and the crowd was amazing coming out tonight for a hot June night. Unbelievable.
It felt like a real family here, for
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
And there was approximately, I would say, 250 to 300, somewhere in that range here
tonight.
It
was pretty much sold out again.
Yeah, and really impressed with that. But let's get to these matches. So right off the bat, we had Kato with Psycho Sawyer in his corner taking on Kid Cyrus. Now, Kid Cyrus comes out with the war paint on instead of the mask, while Psycho Sawyer had the mask in her hand. Oh, great match.
Yes.
Went 10 minutes and 45 seconds, to which at the end, you had somebody holding down Kid Cyrus's foot underneath the ring, not allowing him to get back in to answer the referee's count of 10, causing a count of victory for Kato. A really good match between these two guys, but a horrible result at the end.
Yeah.
Just for the fact that referees got to see that happening. Yeah. But, Brian, your thoughts?
Well, overall, great match between the two. Just, it was back and forth, but the ending there, like I said, Cyrus was on the outside. Somebody was hooking his leg. He couldn't get back in. Kato picked up the cheap win by countout. I guess that's all that matters. He got the win. Cyrus took the loss. Good for Kato, bad for Cyrus.
The only thing cheesier than this win is Kato's mustache.
Oh, my God. What the hell was that?
Folks, you're going to have to catch some pictures to see this. That mustache was definitely something to partake in.
Oh, my God. Was it ever.
But crazy. The second match on the docket ended up being a handicap match. Really, in many respects, wasn't a handicap match, but you had The Struggle, Sean Martins and Maniac, the two-thirds, with Chris Parrish, who for some reason thinks he can stand on the apron even though he's not a part of the match.
Yeah.
Taking on all three members of the Weapons of Mass Seduction. Now, the first thing I want to mention is it looks like the Weapons have hit the gym quite a bit, lost quite a bit of weight.
Oh, big time.
And I was actually surprised at how well these guys worked in the match. I thought this would be a complete walkover for The Struggle. It ended up going 9 minutes and 45 seconds. In the end, you had what I would consider a spank package pile driver, I think is the best way to put it.
Oh, my God.
You had Maniac do a package pile driver while Sean Martins goes up to the second rope and gives a little smack on the buttocks for good measure there.
Crazy.
Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, overall, great match. Weapons of Mass Seduction, very impressed with them. They pretty much gave a good effort, took the fight to The Struggle, but in the end, Struggle picked up the win. Great match, great win for The Struggle. But that wasn't the last time we'd see them tonight.
No, The Struggle seemed to be rather apparent here tonight. But going on from there, we're going to our first title match of the night, the Sirens Championship, a.k.a. the Women's Championship. You had Psycho Sawyer with Kato in her corner, a little bit of tit-for-tat from earlier, taking on Sexy Samantha.
Yeah.
Now, once again, I was actually really impressed with what Psycho Sawyer could do. feeding off what happened in Black Falls with the last CWC show there, her match with Angelica, it seemed that she's starting to come into her own a little bit more, and not just being one of these having to rely on anybody else to win. She actually got some pretty good offense in here. But then we get to the end here. Huh. You have Kato come in the ring with the title. He's going to try to hit Sam in the head with it, with the Psycho Saraya holding Sam in a half Nelson. Samantha ducks. Kato hits Psycho Saraya. Saraya's out. So what does Kato do? Flips the belt to Sam, and we got the Eddie Guerrero special here, folks.
Yeah.
It ends up being a disqualification victory for Psycho Saraya, Psycho Sawyer, at 9 minutes and 5 seconds. That's going to be a recurring number tonight, folks, just to give you a heads up here. Before we get to the outcome after the match, Brian, what did you think of the match itself?
Oh, great match overall. So, like I said, Psycho Sawyer, my God, she's improved 100% over the last year and a half or 2 years since we started seeing her wrestle. My God, she's getting better and better all the time. And Sexy Sam, she's a veteran. She's been around for as long as I can remember coming to Monster Pro. She's been here, and my God, she did not disappoint today. But in the end, though, the little skullduggery, she got ref seen her with the belt, got the TQ. But there was a little bit of outside, a little bit of a distraction, though, too, because we had...
Let's get to that right now. I sort of omitted one person from this, and it's one person I honestly should never omit from any situation here, because the blue chipper, KJ Cash, comes out and causes the distraction, which creates the whole belt shot and bait and switch and disqualification. But following the match, you have Psycho Sawyer and KJ Cash beating up on Sam. And then you have Angelica come out for the save. Both Angelica and Sam want a rematch. And now it looks like KJ's stepping up and wants to take a shot at the belt.
Crazy.
So interim commissioner, due to injury, massive damage, decides that on July 1st, there's going to be a fatal four-way match for the Sirens title between KJ Cash, Psycho Saraya, the champion, Sexy Sam, and Angelica. That is going to be a hell of a matchup.
Yes, it is. And there's one stipulation. Kato is banned from ringside in this match.
As you also got at the same time the announcement that there's going to be a rematch between Kid Cyrus and Kato with Saraya banned from ringside.
Yes. So those two matches are going to be very interesting because, Psycho Sawyer, she's used to having Kato there, and Kato's used to having Psycho Sawyer there. So I wonder what's going to happen when they can't be in each other's corners. It's going to be very, very interesting to see.
I got a feeling something's just not adding up here.
Something's very fishy on me.
I can see something coming up here, but we'll delve into that in the next couple weeks here.
Oh, like, what a match.
You cannot miss these two, folks.
My God.
Corporal Jack Hammer taking on the Giant Orion.
Woo!
When they announced that there was big man versus big man, I thought it was just going to be... the big sexy beast going against himself, but that's a point for another day here. These two guys,
wow!
This is a rematch for, I believe it's in January when these guys went at it one on one, and wow, these guys went back and forth, absolutely move for move, a very technical match, a lot more technical than you would expect. Yeah. Both these guys were trying to get in the running power slam to finish off the match. In the end, though, you have a certain Crazy Core coming out and hits Orion in the back with a kendo stick. Thanks to the distraction, I do believe at this point it was KJ that was causing a distraction once again. You got Crazy Core interfering with the referee. Jack Hammer catches the Orion just out of nowhere. As he turns around, gets him in that power slam, 1, 2, 3. And thanks to that no-good son-of-a-you-know-what Crazy Core, this ended up being a dirty finish for for Corporal Jack Hammer. Now, before the two things that we found out at the end of the match there, what did you think of this match per se?
Unbelievable match between these two big boys. My God, they were going back and forth and hold for hold, move for move. For two big guys, my God, can they ever move and do unbelievable things? My God, it was unbelievable. The ride, he did the impossible. He walked the ropes like the Undertaker.
He did old school.
He did. It was unbelievable to see a big man like that size doing that. Unbelievable.
So after the match, because of all this chicanery, I'm glad there is a commissioner here and an owner that actually cares about his company that actually makes good matches for this. We have Massive Damage coming out and saying, you know what? Crazy Core, Orion, they want to go at it with each other. And here's the kicker. This is a number one contenders match for the MPW Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to whoever champion is at the end of the show here, folks. I'm glad to see Orion's getting his chance. If he gets this victory, he's going to go one-on-one with the champion. And he's got a hell of a chance to get that belt.
Big time.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be a hell of a good match between Crazy Core and the Orion, because both of them, they want that number one contender shot. They want to get the title. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be a barn burner. I cannot wait.
Absolutely. And the other point I want to make here is, following the match, Jack Hammer took the microphone and made a big announcement. The fact that he, if people don't know, he actually does serve with the 1 PPCLI, Princess Patricia's military service for the Canadian Armed Forces.
Yeah.
And he's being deployed, suited up here very quickly. And he's going to serve our country for a greater cause than hell. He's a lot braver man than I will ever be.
Oh, God, yes.
And all the respect to Jack Hammerhead, we just pray for his safety every day. So.
Damn right. Jack Hammer, stay safe. Get back home alive. We will miss you. Hopefully you get back here so we can see you in 2018. It's been a pleasure watching you, my friend. God bless. Keep fighting for our country.
And I am just glad that everybody gave him the proper standing ovation he deserved.
Yes, that was tremendous. Great.
Okay, so from there, back to where I was screwing up here. We had the tag team title match. This is Epic Wood, who won based on a triple threat count-out victory. Don't ask, folks. Go back to the replay for last one's podcast.
Yes.
Taking on the champions, the Shark Club. Now, this was a hell of a match between these guys. Back and forth. It got to the point where we almost thought we were going to have new tag team champions.
Yeah.
And then we got to a point at, I'm looking over this, 8 minutes and 45 seconds. There was a double clothesline spot, knocked out all 4 competitors. And here comes the struggle.
Yeah.
They come in, barge through the ring. Thank you. Sorry, I just had a little foo bar with the mic here. I don't know how to work my hands that well.
Daddy!
You had
the
struggle come out. Sean Martins, Maniac, Chris Parrish. Just obliterate everybody there. And they walked out with the titles.
Yeah, what the heck's up with that? Oh, this was a great match up until that point. Like, I was looking forward to it. It's back and forth, hold for hold, move for move. And like you said, we thought we were going to almost have new champs. But then the struggle come out, and they had to get involved. And, of course, they stole their belts. So I don't think these three teams are not done with each other. There's got to be something going on. Triple threat, elimination, triple threat, something's got to happen, because we still haven't had a clear winner. And like I said, these two teams were putting on a great clinic, great back and forth match. Like I said, we went almost 9 minutes and then had the struggle come in and destroy it.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, what they should do with the struggle, next month is supposed to be an outdoor show. Why don't we take some handcuffs and handcuff them to the highest tree?
Sounds good.
Or some kind of playground equipment around here, but something. I'm starting to get a little fed up with the struggle and some of their antics here.
Oh, God, yes.
From there, we went to intermission. Then we come back from intermission. We had a couple birthdays. The struggle tried to interfere with the birthday celebration.
That was probably the best part.
The little 6-year-old decides to pie face all three of them.
That was great.
I don't know who started that "you got bitch slap" chant. I don't know who did that, but
but it was great to see. Great to see the struggle get what these deserve. They want to come in, disturb a celebration. Well, they got bitch slapped. They got kicked by a 6-year-old girl. I loved it. They deserved every minute they got.
And the only disappointing thing about that whole segment, you were 6 numbers off on the 50-50.
Yeah, I almost won it. Just about. Was that close.
Now we're going for the heavyweight championship match. So we had the heavyweight champion, the Irishman, taking on the provincial champion, Dynamic Dirty, Dean Richter. I am actually very happy that Richter got this spot.
Very.
The 2016 Edmonton Combat Sports Council Wrestler of the Year. I've always been nagging about the fact that he hasn't been taken to the next level. He hasn't had a clean victory in 2016. So now at this point, he gets this match, and he really delivered.
Oh, my big time.
He had a ton of offense throughout this match, and those two worked so well together. Full credit to the Irishman.
Very. But this was like the longest match we had of the night.
I would say, it was, what do we have here? 17? Yeah, 17 minutes, 37 seconds.
Yeah.
He hits that IRA out of nowhere, and literally it was so far out of nowhere that Richter crumbled
big
underneath
time.
It. Most people flatten out on it. He just literally crumbled.
Big time. Overall, it was a great match, Irishman and Dean Richter. Like you said, Dean Richter, it was great to see him get this spot. He put up a great fight, but there was only one thing. He lost his cohorts at ringside. They got tossed from pretty close to the beginning of the match, so he was pretty much on his own.
Yeah, at the beginning, you had Crazy Core and KJ Cash come out, accompanying Richter to ringside. But then after KJ decided she wanted to try her super kick again, perfect form, by the way, and then Crazy Core interfered, dragging the Irishman back into the matchup, referee Ben decided that was enough and tossed both of them out of there, which made this a one-on-one match, which to me actually helped Richter in what basically showing that he can go to the level that he needs to go there. So, basically, the Irishman, a great victory once again, but he's going to have to really look out here because you got that number one contenders match coming up next month. I don't know who he's going to face next month first.
It'll be very interesting.
But then you're going to have either the Orion or you're going to have Crazy Core, and we know what Crazy Core and Irishman can do to each other.
Oh, my God.
But let's go to our main event. As
we have an ambulance coming or some sort of...
Oh, I think there's a fire somewhere around here. That last match was on fire anyway.
Oh,
here.
My God, was it ever.
For the Leo Burke Cup, it was a fatal four-way elimination match. Where the hell was this last year?
Yeah,
seriously.
Exactly.
We need a little bit of retribution here for... I remember we were talking about this in 2016 at the Leo Burke Cup, where we had... Steve Rivers, who honestly felt that he was gypped big time, and looking at the video, you can't argue
he
with
got
it.
Robbed last year, big
so,
time.
So you got this match here. You have the Big Sexy Beast, Steve Rivers, Chris Parrish, and Jude Dawkins. Now Jude had to overcome so many odds in this match because look who you have in there. You have Chris Parrish, who managed to weasel his way in by defeating Jack Pride at the CWC Canada Cup, which you could see on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network YouTube page, cheap plug. And then you have Steve Rivers, who won his spot at a house show over the Orion to get in. And then you had the Big Sexy Beast, who ended up, I believe he beat Jack Hammer last month with a Vader bomb to qualify for the match itself too. So we get into this match, and one of the biggest shocks early is the fact that the Cheetah Bear got eliminated first at 3 minutes and 7 seconds. He did look like he had an apparent injury there. It just something went funny, and it looked like he twisted his knee pretty bad there.
It
so
did not look nice. It looked awful.
So we wish nothing but the best for the Cheetah Bear right now. I don't want to speculate, but I do know he was taken to a medical facility to be checked out. Once we have details as to what's going on, we will let you know here. But following that, you had one of the unique things about an elimination match, you can have countouts.
Yeah.
And referee Kevin decided to count out the big sexy beast. And that was, let me just check my record here. We got 7:45. The big sexy beast got counted out. So then you got Chris Parrish, who everybody's rallying behind. I never thought I would see that.
I never thought I'd see that in my entire life coming MPW. And the fans got behind him. It was unbelievable to see. It was crazy.
And then you had the Steve Rivers, the man who, like we said last year, should have won it in our opinion.
Yeah.
But be it as it may, Rivers locked in the Rivers End on Chris Parrish and made him tap out. He managed to roll through once, but he couldn't get through it twice. And then, once again, folks, this is the fourth match that went 9 minutes and 5 seconds, bell to bell. Now, I've never seen that before where a card has gone exactly the same time for every match.
Unbelievable. It was crazy to see 3 matches, 9:05. We had the one match was the longest of them all. It was 17:45. It was the heavyweight title. That was the longest match we had of the night. Incredible.
And the crowd was into it pretty much entire night. There was a little, to be honest, there was a little bit of a lull during the big man match, but that's when you have two guys that everybody loves going at it once again here. All right, folks, time for our highlights of the night here. Brian, I'll let you go first.
Oh, well, my highlight is the heavyweight title between Irishman and Richter. Great match between the two. Dean looked very impressive, especially after he lost to his manager and partner, Crazy Core, and KJ Cash sent to the back. Actually, I think it worked better for him because he did a lot better. He didn't have no distractions on the outside, and he literally took Irishman to the limit, but like you said, out of nowhere, Irishman picked up the win, keeps the title.
Absolutely, and like I said, folks, Dean Richter was the 2016 winner of the Edmonton Combat Sports Council Wrestler of the Year. This match showed why.
Yes.
Without a doubt. My highlight of the night is actually going to be that final match where we have Steve Rivers coming out victorious. And now Rivers has completed the entire Grand Slam at MPW.
Yes,
he's been a provincial champion. He's been a Ripper champion. He's been a heavyweight champion. He's been a tag champion. The only thing that was missing was the Leo Burke Cup. And like I said, we thought he should have had it last year, but he managed to get retribution this year.
Yeah, great for the All-America Steve Rivers. Well deserved. Like I said, he did get screwed last year, and this year it all came back, and he won it. So great for him.
Okay, so I got two surprises of the night here. I'm not going to say anything particular about the matches itself because this was high-caliber wrestling, and that's what we expect out of MPW.
Yes.
So my first one is actually related to the podcast. Chris Parrish and Maniac, if you check out last week's Sounds of Struggle podcast on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network, cheap plug, they actually mentioned that they were going to come out and rip these guys apart during the tag title match. Ooh. And they did.
They didn't lie. They did what they said they were going to do. They caused chaos. They stole the titles. So, yeah, so who knows what's going to happen with that. Now they're in the possession of the titles, which do not belong to them. The Shark Club are the rightfully owners, so who knows what's going to happen with that situation.
I hope somebody hands back those metal titles very soon here. So
yes.
I don't. And my other surprise of the night is actually going to somebody like that I mentioned last month as a real blue chipper, and somebody I did not expect to get into a title match as quickly as she has. That women's four-way with KJ Cash in particular.
Yeah.
I knew that she was good, but I was there when she was being recruited at the MPW Monster Factory. I didn't realize she got this good this quick. I hope that she can really back it up in the ring, because you got four ready, willing, and able participants in that match that are going to test her to the limits. And honestly, for somebody who's making their debut match in MPW in a title match, she could get the title on her first night.
That's going to be incredible. Like you said, we have three fantastic women that have wrestled. And KJ Cash, she's never been in the ring. I'm looking forward to seeing what she's got. We've seen her on the outside doing stuff on the outside. She said she's got a wicked super kick. And if she nails out on one of these girls, she may end up with the title. It's going to be very, very interesting. I cannot wait.
Absolutely. And just a reminder, folks, the next Monster Pro Wrestling show is Canada Day, July 1st.
Yes.
2 p.m. at the Alberta Avenue Hall grounds. Because they're actually going to have an outdoor show here.
If the weather's nice.
Well,
hopefully.
Weather permitting, of course.
We want it outside.
Tickets in advance are $10. At the show, they're $15. So it is a hell of a deal. It's a discounted show. Let's pack this place.
And let's
show what the Alberta wrestling fans, what kind of family we really are. So.
Exactly.
But before I get to what we're going to be doing next, because I know Brian's being eaten alive by mosquitoes, we have our big announcement. It has something to do with Brian. For people that have been to any of the Alberta shows, you've seen Brian there with his camera taking picture after picture after picture. Well, I got access to those photos. If you guys will check out www.facebook.com/Alberta Wrestling Photos. I already have over 800 pictures downloaded, and that's just the last 2 months. Unfortunately, because of the amount of pictures that I've already downloaded for him, I haven't been able to categorize them by company or tag names in them yet. If you're a wrestler listening to this, please feel free to go on there and tag yourself. You can use these photos. Just make sure you give Brian credit when you post those photos. Brian, your thoughts?
I checked them out the other day. I love them up there. It's great to see. I can't wait to see the rest of them whenever they get up.
Folks, there's about 20,000 pictures, right?
Yeah. So. I'm a big fan. I've been taking pictures ever since I can remember coming to the shows. I try to get really good shots if I can. And, you know, some are great. Check them out. You'll love them.
Absolutely. And, folks, we're not charging you to use them if you want. Just we want you guys to enjoy wrestling the way that we do. So
exactly. That's why we do it.
And then, of course, things we are going to charge you for, make sure you check out whatamaneuver.net /Edmonton-SPN. We have a brand new shirt on there, the Danimal Daniel Jobber shirt for his podcast. He has a shirt up. We got the Struggle shirts, the OWE shirts, the Front Row Mafia shirts. Hell,
we have a lot and out there.
We're starting to get a full page here, folks. But
unbelievable.
Coming up on our next quick calls, I believe it's actually going to be next Saturday from the CWC Total Control show from the Abbey Master Builder Center in Black Falls. Based on the condition of Drew Dawkins, I don't know what's going to happen with that main event right now. Until we get him checked out and see what happens, that match, CWC might be in hell of trouble here with the stud stable down in Blackfold. So
yeah, exactly. That's going to be great. I'm going to be going to my first CWC show, and I cannot wait to check it out.
And folks, if you want to check out the best of CWC, check out CWC Evolution on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network YouTube page. I'm soon going to have the individual matches up on our VidMe, vid.me/EdmontonSPN. Thanks to the YouTube backlash with the monetization, and after what happened with What Culture Pro Wrestling on their show coming out yesterday, I'm not going to get into it right now, folks, but let's just say a few changes have to be made in the online world of wrestling here. The reason I'm not going to go over it now is because I am actually going to get my head out of my you-know-what, and I'm going to have a blown call show coming up next week talking about this and the use of social media to cover wrestling. So,
yeah.
And then, of course, don't forget the Sounds of Struggle with Chris Parrish and Maniac, and hopefully Sean Martin sooner than later.
Yeah.
Will be coming out next, hopefully Thursday. Thursday midnight is when they're scheduled. And then, of course, Jobbing Out with the Danimal comes out Fridays at midnight based on when we can get the information in from each guy. So check us out on iTunes, Google Play Music, Podbean. I'm looking at a few other ones. YouTube has a simulcast as well as I'm going to try and start getting the VidMe stuff up once we get a few certifications done here. So, but as Brian's smacking himself a few hundred times here, I want to thank him for joining me here.
Always a pleasure, and I can't wait to do this next Saturday.
Absolutely, and this is Mike the Ref saying thank you very much for joining us here on our show, and if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Alberta Avenue Hall with Monster Pro Wrestling, the Leo Burke Cup, on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.